Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Afterlife: What Really Happens in the Hereafter by Elizabeth Clare Prophet is a contemporary spirituality book that aims to explain the soul's journey beyond physical death. Written in a practical, question-driven style, it addresses enduring human concerns about what happens when we die, whether heaven and hell are real, and how our choices in life shape our experience after death. Prophet, known for teachings associated with the Ascended Masters tradition, presents the afterlife as a structured set of inner realms governed by spiritual law. A central promise of the book is clarity. It describes processes such as a life review and a pre-life review, explores themes of forgiveness and accountability, and discusses difficult subjects such as suicide and karmic consequences without framing the work as purely speculative philosophy. The tone is intended to be both instructive and comforting, offering readers a framework for understanding death as a transition and for approaching it with greater preparation and purpose. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mapping the journey after death as a series of realms and encounters. A major focus of the book is its portrayal of the afterlife, not as a vague abstraction, but as a set of identifiable inner dimensions. Prophet presents death as a transition in consciousness, after which the soul awakens to conditions that correspond to its spiritual state. Within this framework, the after-death journey includes meeting other souls and intelligences, and moving through environments that can feel uplifting or restrictive depending on one's inner development. Rather than treating heaven and hell as only symbolic, the book approaches them as experienced realities in which quality of awareness and moral choices matter. The practical implication is that the afterlife is portrayed as continuous with life. What one has cultivated in thought, feeling, intention, and action does not disappear at death. This mapping also serves an ethical purpose. By presenting the hereafter as ordered and law-governed, the book encourages readers to take responsibility for spiritual growth now, not later. In that sense, descriptions of hidden dimensions are not merely descriptive, they function as motivation to align daily life with higher values and long-range consequences. Secondly, life review and pre-life review as tools for understanding accountability. One of the most distinctive elements emphasized in public descriptions of the book is the exploration of a life review and a pre-life review. Prophet treats these as spiritual processes through which a soul comes to see its life with heightened clarity, including the impact of choices on others and on one's own development. The life review concept supports the book's broader message that moral causality is real intentions, and actions create patterns that follow the individual beyond death. The pre-life review theme extends accountability even further by suggesting that the soul's incarnation is not random but connected to goals, lessons, and opportunities. The value of these ideas is practical rather than merely metaphysical, though they encourage readers to reflect on what they are building day to day, how they reconcile harms, and how they use relationships and challenges as spiritual training. By framing review processes as illuminating rather than purely punitive, the book aims to replace fear of judgment with a sober willingness to learn. This section also reinforces the book's guidebook approach, inviting preparation through self-examination, service, and spiritual practice. Thirdly, spiritual law, karma, and the link between this life and afterlife options throughout the book's positioning. A consistent claim is that options in the afterlife depend on the choices made in this life. Prophet expresses this through the language of spiritual law, commonly associated with karmic cause and effect. In this view, death does not erase responsibility. It reveals more clearly the momentum created by habits, motives, and unresolved obligations. The book's afterlife levels are therefore not arbitrary rewards, but consequences shaped by inner alignment or misalignment. This is where some readers report the material can feel challenging, because it does not promise instant comfort without ethical demand. At the same time, the karmic frame can be empowering. If outcomes are connected to choices, then transformation is possible through changed choices. The emphasis on practical spirituality means the reader is encouraged to work with conscience, forgiveness, and disciplined living as concrete ways to influence the future, rather than offering a single dogma. The book blends devotional and esoteric sensibilities to argue for a moral universe in which learning continues after death, but is made easier by preparation before death. Fourthly, forgiveness and reconciliation as survival skills for the soul. The book highlights forgiveness not as a sentimental ideal, but as a spiritual necessity tied to afterlife experience. Prophet addresses the truth about forgiveness in a way that aligns with the broader theme of spiritual law. Resentment, guilt, and unresolved conflict are portrayed as burdens that shape consciousness and therefore shape what one encounters after death. In this framework, forgiveness includes both releasing others and seeking repair where possible, because relationship dynamics carry energetic and moral weight. The emphasis is practical and forward-looking. Readers are encouraged to treat forgiveness as preparation, reducing inner fragmentation so the transition at death is calmer and clearer. This approach also connects to the idea of a life review, if one expects to see one's actions and their effects more plainly. Forgiveness becomes a way to meet that clarity without denial. Importantly, the book does not need to reduce forgiveness to passive acceptance. It can include accountability and learning by making forgiveness central. The work distinguishes itself from purely descriptive afterlife narratives and turns the subject into an ethical program, suggesting that peace in the hereafter begins with emotional and spiritual housekeeping in the present. Lastly, suicide, grief, and helping loved ones make a safe transition. In addition to describing the hereafter, the book directly addresses painful real-world concerns such as suicide and the needs of the dying and bereaved. Public summaries of the text note that it argues suicide is not a solution, situating the topic within a larger view of spiritual consequence and unfinished lessons. While this can be confronting, it also reflects the book's intent to be protective. It aims to discourage self-destruction by reframing suffering within a longer horizon of meaning and responsibility. Alongside this, Prophet offers guidance on how one can help loved ones make a safe and peaceful transition. The emphasis is not medical instruction, but spiritual support, including attitudes, prayers, or intentions that can assist the dying and comfort those left behind. This theme makes the work function as a companion in times of loss, not only a speculative map of unseen worlds. By linking end-of-life care to spiritual preparation, the book encourages readers to approach death with greater reverence, to reduce fear through understanding, and to turn grief into purposeful remembrance and constructive action. The overall message is that compassion and conscious support matter at the threshold. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who already have interest in spirituality, esoteric traditions, or the broader life-after-death conversation, and who want a structured, morally serious framework rather than a purely comforting meditation. Those drawn to teachings associated with ascended masters, mystics, and practical spirituality will likely find the approach familiar and meaningful. The most practical benefit is the way the book turns afterlife curiosity into present-time application. It encourages reflection on one's choices, reconciliation through forgiveness, and preparation for death as an inevitable passage rather than a taboo subject. It can also serve people supporting a loved one who is dying or those navigating grief, since it offers a spiritual vocabulary for safety, peace, and continued purpose. What helps it stand out in its category is its combination of descriptive claims about after-death realms with an emphasis on spiritual law and responsibility. Many afterlife books focus mainly on reassurance or isolated testimonies. Prophet positions the afterlife as ordered and consequential, and uses that claim to motivate ethical living and inner transformation. Readers who want both comfort and accountability, and who are open to metaphysical teachings grounded in inner experience, are the most likely to benefit. If you would like to support Elizabeth Clare Prophet, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.